Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis and by the Orpheum Theater. Our good friends at the University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance are putting on something which I think is going to be a lot of fun. Emma, a musical comedy by Stephen Karam. It is this weekend, and Angela Schultz is a MFA director's candidate in the directing program there, and she's joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So there have been various versions of Emma. I suppose it's been popular ever since it was published.
Probably.
but this is a musical comedy version, and there are some little twists in here. So tell us about this version of Emma.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing to know is that it's written by Stephen Karam, who wrote The Humans and Speech and Debate, Sons of the Prophet. So he's no slouch in the drama department.
Right.
And this was a project he wrote when he was 19 at Brown University. He wrote book, music, and lyrics for this adaptation. And this one is set at Highbury College, and Emma is a graduate student in psychology, and she is meddling in the love lives of her undergraduate students.
Of course she is.
Of course. She thinks she knows what's better for everyone and is completely blind to what she needs.
Yeah. Now, one thing that is significant about this is that Emma is a young African-American woman.
Yes.
So how does that impact these relationships and this story? Or does it?
You know, it might from the audience perspective. From mine as a director, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
We have a good diverse cast
sure.
of people in the show. And Ashley Clinton, the one who's playing Emma, is so fantastic and likable, even though Emma as a character can be a bit annoying.
Truly.
She's privileged,
yes.
and she's blind to that privilege. But Ashley has this likability about her, and she just seemed like the perfect person for that role. So I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see if audiences have, and I don't think they'll have an issue with that, but I guess we'll see if that brings any new meaning to them.
Yeah, it shouldn't, I guess.
It shouldn't,
yeah,
no.
It shouldn't make any difference at this point. But of course, there are complications that come in here with Emma's life and with her matchmaking.
Yes, of course. So because Emma thinks she knows what's best for everyone, and she doesn't actually, because she doesn't really listen to them, she ends up trying to put the wrong people together, and then she's very confused as to why these things don't work out. So a lot of it is her causing more mess than it is her solving problems. And the wonderful thing about the story is that once she starts to see that she's the one who's in need of help, then things can start to turn around for her and for the people in her lives.
Very nice. Tell us about the music.
Sure. As I said, Stephen Karam did write the book and everything for this, and it's very pop musical theater. I've been trying to think about what to compare it to, but he's really kind of got his own voice, a very young voice at the time, 19.
Sure, yeah.
But the music is very fun. There are lots of short little snippets, and then there are some beautiful ballads and things like that in it as well, but really the show is tremendous fun all the way through, so you get some good upbeat numbers and a gospel number and all kinds of things.
Very nice. we should mention that this runs this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. Also Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday afternoon at 2. Mm-hmm. And this is on the main stage?
This is in the studio theater.
Oh, it's in the studio theater. Okay. Get your tickets at 678-2576. Angela Schultz is directing this show. Tell us about your cast. I assume they're all students?
Yeah, they're all undergraduate students, and in fact, they're all musical theater concentrations.
Well, there you go.
So I got pretty lucky in the cast department, I think. I do have quite a few new ones. Some returning people are Deontay White, Truman Jepson, Ashley Clinton,
sure.
Stephen McCoy, who was in Be More Chill last year. But then I have quite a few new ones who came in and just really killed it in their auditions. So that's one of the things I love about our program, is that if people come in and they're prepared and they do a fantastic job in auditions, then they have just as good of a chance of getting cast.
That's great. You came down here from New York to do the MFA program at the university. Why'd you come here?
Couple reasons, really. One is that my brother and sister-in-law and my nephews are here.
Well, that
they
helps.
Live in Germantown. And so I was looking for a program that would put me in closer proximity to them. I was also working as an actor for 11 years in New York City, and decided that I was really ready to transition into more teaching, and directing was also something I always loved. So I found this program, and it seemed to fit all of the things that I wanted.
Yeah, it's a it seems to me, and I talked to a lot of people there, that it's a really strong program.
It is. It's a very strong program. It's very rigorous. When I talk to other friends of mine who have done an MFA in directing somewhere else, that being a terminal degree,
right.
You know, it can be varying degrees of rigorous, but ours, they want us to learn so much by the time that we leave that they care about our progress. Mm-hmm. They give us extra work to do that's outside of our classwork. So I absolutely love it because, especially coming from New York, I needed challenges.
Sure.
And so I think it's great, but it's also flexible in terms of they know musical theater is a particular interest of mine, and they have encouraged that.
Okay, I was going to ask, that was going to be my next question. Is musical theater something that is important to you, that you really care about?
It is. It's something I discovered when I was young and just absolutely fell in love with on my own, and then spent a long time working in that as an actor. And a lot of my career was working in new shows, and so helping develop new musicals as they go along. And my best friend also writes musicals, so they're something that I feel like I know from the inside out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my first degree is in music, too, so I sort of speak a musical language naturally.
There you go. Well, this certainly seems like a natural to me for you. So, Emma, a musical comedy by Stephen Karam. It opens on Thursday, runs through Sunday at the Studio Theater at the University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance, and you can get your tickets at 678-2576 or go to memphis.edu/theater. Angela Schultz is directing the show. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis, connecting you with philanthropic strategies to do more for the causes you hold dear. Transformation starts here at the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis. Information available at greatermemphis.org. And by Southern Avenue at the Halloran Center, performing Saturday, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. This Memphis-based band fuses soul, blues, and R&B for music that carries the Southern soul legacy into the 21st century. Details at orpheum-memphis.com.